Kedvach, a recap of Sif Tezvav last week. I mean, Sif Yedayin and Yedalim Tezvav was both important, but we need Tezvav for tonight. Basically, what happened in Tezvav was that someone gave a shliach, a broker, to sell something. Here's Mamakam Hazoil. He's telling him to go to Mamakam Hayeka and sell it for me. And you're allowing him to use the money. If he sells the goods, he's going to obviously have money. That money you allow him to use. So it means you're asking to sell something and then become a loiva. You're allowing him to become a loiva. And halacha l'chari is that you have a problem that why is he being matriach for you to take the goods from where you are and sell that? That tirch he's doing bechinam. Why is he doing it for you? He's doing it because he anticipates getting a halva b'makom hayayka there. And for that schar tirch that he did for you, that would be like a ribis payment. Like a ribis mukdamis, so to speak. He's giving you a tircha, he's giving you free tircha in advance of the halva that he's going to receive. So the way to get out of that, we said, is v'hu she'itun le'schar tircha. He has to give him proper pay, for compensation for the tircha to bring him b'mokam ha'yek. And we discussed in Makloikas, and we paskin, the Taz suggests a pshara, that you don't have to give him a real compensation, you can give him a dina for his tircha, and that's enough. Then the mechaber fears, but if the seller is an adam choshev, where the broker has a side benefit from it, he has a benefit that he'll be potter from taxes, from tariffs, because he's helping a adam choshev. So the halacha is that itself, the toiva that he has, the benefit that he has from this a wave of taxes, he was released from paying tariff. That itself is the toiva that the Noisein, the seller, is giving him, or the malva, so to speak, is giving him, and therefore he's willing to be matriach. So you need not give above that, you need not give any schar tircha. So what the chiddush with that is that even though the schar tircha is not coming directly, the pay, so to speak, not coming directly from the Noisein, it's a davar menela, the fact that he's dealing on behalf of this adam choshev, still that's enough for compensation for the tircha, and it's not considered hakdamis ribis. Okay, ribis mukdamis. Now, what you also see, Zaitik, is you see, Ben Ashuris, is we're talking about an Adam Choshev. In the Gemara Hamas, we're talking about an Amayra. That means even an Amayra, even someone who's an Adam Choshev, is allowed to go through this deal. There's no Lefnim Yishurzadin, there's no Midas Chasidis involved. It's perfectly 100% mutter to do, provided that the loiva, the broker, get some benefit of the fact that he was let off from taxes. Okay, tonight, Miyat Hashem, we're going to learn the inverted case. There we were talking about a seller who's giving a broker an item to sell for him, and he's going to have a subsequent halva, and we have a problem what to do with the tircha. Tonight it's going to be the opposite, a buyer and with a halva, and we have a problem what to do with the tircha. An inverted case. Okay, let's start Sif Tezayin. Hayu achitim b'medina. If the chitim in your medina were dalit sa'in b'sela, here it cost a quarter apiece. Dalit sa'in comes for a seller. U'b'kfarim, but in kfarim you can get sheish b'sela. Right, you can get more items, more chitim. Muta litin sela latagr. I can give this broker a seller. Kedei sheyavi sheish sa'in me'kfar. In order that he should be able to bring from the kfar, from the outskirts of the town, not in the Medina itself, from the hick town, he was able to bring sheis soyin me'akfar. And he need not bring it elul zman ploini. He has till zman ploini to bring it. So what type of deal is this? The deal is like this. I need to get the chitin. If I would buy it here, I would only get dalit soyin. It's expensive here. And what I'm willing to do is give you the money, you be my broker, buy it at a cheaper place. You're able to get six soyin besela. And what do you have out of this? What you have out of it is a zman ploini. You don't have to deliver the chitim till later. So you could use the money. In the meantime, you have capital. Basically, what I'm doing is I'm lending you money. At B, then in 3 months from now, you'll deliver me chitim at a cheaper rate. So basically is that should be, the first thing should be mamish ribis. I'm lending you money. I'm going to ask to be paid back sheish soyin, which in this medina is considered a seller and a half, right? So right then, I'm giving you a seller to be paid back in shava kesef, a seller and a half. So that should be outright problematic. It sounds like ribis, right? Now, it's not ribis ktusa if you really would look at it just that, because in order to have ribis ktusa, has to be money for money or paris for paris. I'm giving you money and delivering me paris. Good, but it'll be with midrabanan. I mean, terrible. I'm giving you a sela and you're giving me back a sela and a half. That's a problem. But here, what we're going to do is we're going to view it. No, that's not what really happened. What really happened was, is that you were my broker. Just like we had in Sif Tezlo, but we're going to have it, the inverted case here. You are my broker to make the purchase on my behalf. And when you go ahead in that kfar and you buy Sheish Sayin for a seller, you're buying the Sheish Sayin for me. I own the Sheish Sayin. Right then, when you make the Maisa Kinyan, you're doing it on my behalf. So how much did you lay out on my behalf in the kfar? Only a seller, because in the seller, in the kfar, you could buy shesayin for a seller. So basically, as I lent you, let's say, a seller, and you're paying me back, or I instruct you to the purchase, but let's say I lent you a seller, and you're paying me back in the kfar by purchasing chitim worth a seller for me. Now, grada, that's what it's worth over there, is only a seller. When you're going to bring it back here, then it's going to be worth more, a seller and a half. But good, I gave you a seller, and when you got there, you laid out on my behalf. That's how you paid me back, by making a purchase with a seller. So it was a seller for a seller. That's very clean. Now, what's the problem? The problem is, why in the world, are you, if you pocket did that, and you paid me back in the kfar, you should tell me, by the way, Yankel, your payers are sitting in some street in the kfar. Why are you schlepping and making the tircha to bring back the chitim back to me? So that's going to be a problem. So for that, you have to be compensated. We're going to see. Vahu. Now, this is all, let me just finish the mechav and I'll take question. Vahu. This is going to be muta only sheyu b'chayis lokeach imnignu v'oinevdu b'derech. To make this muta is only if from the time the purchase is made in the kfar, from there back to where I live, back to where the malva lives, is going to be b'chayis of the malva, b'chayis of the lokeach. So then we see clearly that the purchase took place in the kfar on behalf of the malva, on behalf of the lokeach, and all you are is a shamis, is a shliach, to schlep it back for me. Now, what happened here? Now, we know in Sif Tezvah, we just said, V'hu she'yitin leschar tirchai al halachasa. How come here the Mechaba doesn't add, V'hu she'yitin leschar tirchai al havasa? I should have to be compensated for bringing it back. And on that, the Gemara says, here you need not even pay schar tirchai. We see that the kinyan was made over there. It's a sela for a sela. It's a done deal. And I bring you a raya. You see that you're being makabel achrayis. Or the lekeach is being makabel achrayis from the kfar to here. Everything is fine. What am to the schar tiyachol? The fact that you're being matriarch and bringing it back for me should be ribis mu'ucheres. I lent you money and you paid me back. But if you pay me back, you also went out of your way to schlep all those payers, all those chitim back to me over here. Why isn't it ribis
mu'ucheres?
No. You see that? Okay. You see the achrayis is on the lekeach. So now I know that when you made the ma'aseh kinyan in the kfar, you purchased it for me. Right then, the chayiv is finished with. I just own the payers that are over there. Why are you schlepping it back for me? That's schar tircha they're doing for me. It should be ribis mu'ucheres. So what's the eitzah for that? So if you look in the... Sorry? It's avah because you're losing the using the money for 3 months till you make that Maisa Kinyan. It says, Lizman Ploini, the Maccabi says, I only ask you to bring me back the pairs in 3 months from now. For the next 3 months, what are you doing with this money? You can buy and sell and buy and sell 17 times. You flip over that money and make a profit. It's just at the end of the 3 months, that at that point, you have this responsibility to make that purchase on my behalf and then to schlep it back to me. So why is this mutter? So if you look in the Taz, Sifkat and Chavav, the Taz says, "Vamina beGemara, why over here is this permissible? Why don't I have to give you schar tircha?" So the Taz, the Nechila Targa, the Megalin Leitara. What does that mean? That's the Lashon Gemara. What does that mean? He's bringing you Rashi's Pirish. Pirish, are you dayzeh? From the fact that I gave you capital to make these purchases, I gave you $1 million to make this humongous purchase over there, right? Are you dayzeh? Ye nikeshu soicha. Because I gave you so much money to make this purchase, I sort of did you the toiva by allowing you to be my broker on such a deal. Because now when you're going to go there and flip the dollar bills, flip the hundreds and show the guy, you know, I'm willing to buy so much, you look good, you look like you're a wheeler and dealer, you mamish control the market, you have a lot of capital, the sellers all there are going to lick mamish, try to be machnif you, try to get you to be their buyer because they know you're a great buyer. And therefore, A, they'll give you on credit. you'll make this $1 million purchase, but the next $1 million that you purchase, you'll be able to get it on credit because you're mamish. We see that you have access to a lot of capital. Inami zakta gemara demizli gabayu. You also get a benefit, the Moise Gabal, that they give it to you at a discount, even though normally they sell it sheish sain besela. But pish kishashoymen shezeinu mistaken, when they hear from you, when you tell them that you're not making a dime out of this because you were committed to give it back to me for sheish sain besela, you're really doing the deal for me, so therefore they want you to buy. So what they'll do is Moise Gabal Yoise, they'll give you a better rate. They'll give you, let's say, instead of shei sain b'sela, they'll give it to you shei sain for a drop less than a sela. That difference, you'll make your profit. Kidei sheyavik, in order that you for a profit. Why do they want you to profit? Because they know that they're good to you and they'll give you a little profit today. Tomorrow, you'll come back to them again to make a purchase for the next guy you're a broker for. You'll bring business to them. So therefore, they'll give you a profit. You know, you have, let's say, a home interior decorator, right? So she has an in with a bunch of things. So they'll give a greater discount because they know that she could pull in, this decorator could pull in, this broker could pull in more business. So even though to the market it's one price, but for this broker they'll give a little cheaper to make a profit. So that's basically what's going on over here. So this middle guy has an ability to profit, or he has an advantage of being a broker here, either because of this, that he'll get a better rate, or because of the other thing is that he'll be able to prove that, look, he is a wheeler and dealer, look, he is a person who buys a lot, so they'll give it to him on credit. So what does that mean? It means he has an advantage. Dr. Rashi, which the Taz left out, but it's a very important Hayasafa, that is, that even had I not given him the use of the money, even had I not lent him the money, I would tell him, you don't have this man plony. Here's the money, go there right now and buy it. You have no right to spend the money and come right back and and bring me the chitin. You would do the same thing. Yeah, the reason why you're schlepping it back is not because of the alva. The right, you would do it even without the alva. You're doing it because you have a business taiva. For you, it's worthwhile, the schlep, the tirka, to bring it back because you are going to have the advantage of megalon leitara or moizli gabayo. So just like Lamarshal in Siftes Vav, we had this concept that if you have a ptur on the meches, that itself is compensation and that itself takes care of the problem of the schar ha'ilacha, the tircha. So to here, you are compensated in other ways, that you are now going to have the reputation of a good businessman. Because of that, that's how you're compensated for the schar ha'ilacha, and you need not be paid any other way.
I don't understand that this guy has to pay him back 6 times. Instead of that, he could take it back and sell it and make a din and a half. That alone is not
remiss. It's not remiss because I already own the 6 lane over there. If you own the 6 lane and you bring it back to me here, and now you have to give me the 6 lane avada, you're paying it's remiss. You, the broker, when you made the Maise Kinin in the kfar, you did it for me. And if it blows up the next second, it's my loss. Right, the chrayis has to be on the lookout. I'm going to lose. You made the ma'aseh kinyan for me. Now you want to know why you're schlepping for me. The schlepping is because it's worth your while, because you'll have a good reputation of a good businessman by doing so.
But the fact that I could keep the money, that's the
you could keep the money till you make the ma'aseh kinyan. So that's a hova. But once you go to the kfar and you pay the seller there, a dollar, at the seller, at that point, the chayv was paid off.
Use that money.
No, what money? You paid it off.
You took the capital. I have 6 lane.
No, you're not allowed. No, that's my 6 lane. You can't use that 6 lane.
I can't use it again.
No. It's mine. You bought it for me. And the chayis is on me. It's my 6 lane. That's it. That's finished with.
Why do you use it? The Mechaber doesn't stipulate that he asked me to buy an enormous quantity.
I was trying to be
Mesabes
Oizen. No, 100%, even if a little bit.
But what is he getting?
The more business, the more volume, the better off you look. You realize if it's small volume, if it's a small volume, then the tircha is smaller and it's not so much the schleppeg, right? If it's a larger volume, it's a larger tircha, it's a bigger reputation.
I see him come back into town, I'm not going to say, oh, here comes the guy who's buying the sack.
He took 6 lane from you. He did this not just for one guy, he did it with 30 guys. That alone is enough.
I had it, Mike. I did it with 6 little diamonds, and the guy gave me back a little bit. He gave me a little money back.
Huh? So you bring a raya, I mean? He wants to know the first question about a reputation.
Right.
Oh,
the
Chavitz is 4 to 6. Isn't that
locked
up? I mean,
it could be anything, yeah.
There's no difference in price, really.
No, when we forget, then it wouldn't be Akasha. The Akasha is.
Let's say you can't. Better products there. The fact that it's costing more.
So better products translates to money. Right, oh yeah. Would they pay more?
$500. You know I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, right?
Right.
You want to get a certain thing there in a store. Can't find
right, that's got the mushroom that the place can bring down on this if yeah, good good mushroom, yeah.
So I go there, I have the holding my trip for 2 weeks now, and then before I leave Eretz Yisrael, I buy this,
right.
Same problem.
So it's going to be this problem for you to be terech back. Yeah, 1 second. But it says over here, if the lokeach is mekabel achrayis, if the lokeach is mekabel achrayis, we're going to see about Skoy in a second. But Grad, in your case, if the item that you're bringing back is worth the same $100 that I gave you, so even if you weren't buying it there for me and you brought it back to America, but in America you could only sell it for the same $100 or the same seller, then you paid me b'shavah kesef and you never gave me ribbis. But if here it's worth more, I asked to bring back a nice plaque or olive wood plaque or whatever it is, and over here would be worth more. Or if a cat, someone in Eretz Yisrael, yes, someone who's coming back from America, bring some electronics that's worth more in Eretz Yisrael, yes, you're going to have this problem, and you would have to be compensated, but you're going to see even more. 1 second. What? Oh, you don't have a, then you're not a loiva. You're not a loiva. We're telling you when you have the access, well, usually you have to realize, usually you have the right to spend the money. You don't hold on to that $100 bill and buy that $100 bill. So usually, all right, let's continue in the Machab. The Machab continues and says, however, the Adam Choshev, someone who's an Adam Choshev, also lasay zeh, cannot do this. Why? Now we know in Sifta Zob, which we mentioned preface before, that Adam Choshev faket, could do it, but Choshev doesn't even have to give karteka because the Petura Mechas is enough. But you see, even Adam Choshev relies on these type of things. I know. What?
One word, it does. The reason people want to do business is because it's an Adam Kosher.
Right.
Therefore, all the tearing for this car deal.
No, I know, I'm not saying that the Adam Kosher will work out for Patur Mechas, but what I'm trying to say is why does the Adam Kosher have to be Machmir? Chveis lefnimish is the Osir Lassas. For Adam Kosher, it's Taka Osir to do this. If you see that in previous if, Adam Kosher was able to rely on Zaitika compensation.
That's exactly the opposite. Over here, the reason that we say that's for it, like the Taz, there's a problem with the Schar Tircha. So the Taz took care of it from the Gemara.
Right, just like over there, there was a problem with the Schar Tircha.
Over here, the people want to do business with him because it's another.
The reason over there was is that the shliach is going to be compensated with something zaitik that he gets a patur on the meches, just like the shliach over here gets a patur. Sorry, no, the meshaleach. The meshaleach was Adam Choshev over there, the one who's benefiting. The malva was an Adam Choshev in Tezvav, and the malva is Adam Choshev in Tezayin. In Tezayin it says Adam Choshev otzalas zeh, and in Tezvav it says it's muta. So what's the chel? The reason why Adam Choshev can't do this is not because the Adam Choshev can't rely on Zaitika compensations. That Avadu is good, like it says on Tezot. The reason is that the Gemara felt that this Maila of a better reputation and the Maila of Moisli Gabayo, these two Mailas are Knappa Mailas. They're not real Mailas. They're not enough for an Adam Choshev to rely on. A regular person, a Mainam, that could rely on such a Zaitika compensation. But an Adam Choshev can't rely on such a Zaitika compensation because Adam Choshev, it looks bad. For Adam Choshev, it looks bad. People are going to learn from him and do in other areas, which is Mamish Ribis. So for Adam Choshev, he has to be more Machmer. He can't rely on these type of compensation. But in Sif Tezvav, where the compensation of Turon Meches is real, even though it's Zaitik, but that's profitable. That's real business. That's real. It makes it really worthwhile for the Targa, for the broker, that even an Adam Choshev can rely on. All right, but what you see in the Mechaba is that you can rely on these two Zaitika Taimim by Chitin because it's a reputation, or Moisli Gabayo, and it's worth his while because the next day when he goes back there, he's going to be able to get it on credit. He'll be able to get cheaper rates because they're giving now it's a cheaper rate to convince him to come back. Now comes along the Makam and says, however, you should know, this whole hetter is only bechitim. Over mini schayra, but electronics, like the mush we said from Eretz Yisrael, electronics is also l'chol adam. These type of compensations don't work by shar schayra, only bechitim. Why is it the Makam, but if you should aim mini schayra, mitzuyim keperis? Because they're not so mutsy like peris. What in the world does that mean? So zok the taz. The Taz says, if you look at the end of Sifkot Chav Zayin, is because In those days, you bought fruit, that was standard in the market, you went to the fruit store, that's a steady seller. Everything else was bartered, you know, one day you're dealing in tables, the next day you're dealing in table goods, next day you're dealing in shrum trunks. Whatever you can get your hands on, you buy, you sell, you flip, anything to make a buck, right? So that's how it was then. Memelo, the whole svara of these zaitika compensations of, you have a good reputation, so when you're going to go back to that seller, he's going to remember you and give it to you on credit. Or he's going to give it to you cheaper now to convince you to come back to him. That only works on chitim, that something's constant and steady. So tomorrow you're talking to come back to him. So he's going to give it to you cheaper, so to come back to him tomorrow. Or tomorrow when you come back to him, you're going to get it on credit. But all other items, which is every day something else, this seller is never going to see me again, never going to see the buyer again, the buyer is going to go somewhere else for the next seller, for the next item, whatever he needs. It's not a steady type of a business. So therefore, he will not be Moisley Gabayo right now to get you to come back, because he's not going to see you again. It's not Moisley, and he's not, and you don't have a benefit of having a good business reputation to have credit, because tomorrow you're not going to see the same seller, you're going to see a different seller. It's not something which is steady, fixed type of a supplier in business, and therefore these two time men fall away. They don't pass. If they don't pass, then he has to be compensated. And therefore, it will be awesome. But Zokta Taz, if you're willing to compensate him for his Shechar Tircha, just like Sif Tezvav, and the Chanami, if you want to compensate him for schlepping it back, that's mutter. But to rely on these Zaitika compensations, that's not enough. Sorry?
Expensive thing, a car, whatever.
It doesn't make a difference. Once you're dealing with Zaitika Schaira, which you'll never purchase. One second. If you're dealing again and again, which in that, let me ferois, the Chokhmus Adam says, Memeilev is Maneinu, that business is more standardized, it's more steady, it's constant. I always deal with the same supplier or suppliers. He always deals with the same lichem. We see each other again. It's Leinzik, he'll give me a better rate, whatever it is. Then the heta of the mechaba of chidim apply to all schayra.
Yeah, I only have one building, right? Maybe make a building.
So if you tell me that it doesn't have that, I mean, a kalufi raising a die, or the moshe that someone gave before, when you're going from Eretz Yisrael and you're sending a guy to pick up electronics when he goes to America, such a guy is not the regular supplier, wholesaler relationship, right? He went to America for the first time in 16 years, you know, and he bought you a Sony tape recorder. He doesn't remember which store he even bought it, and the next time his plans on going back to America is in the next 16 years. He doesn't have the mile of getting it on credit or a cheaper price. So for him, you don't have these compensations. So if he had the ability, access to the money, and he has a halvah from it, and bringing the electronics back there as well, it's worth more there. So it's blithe, like this mechaba, mini yischar is also, unless you come compensate him for the tircha to bring it back to Eretz Yisrael. Without such a compensation, otaka be also be like a ribbis mukheres. You gave him avon, and he's paying you back with the tircha to schlep it back.
What about the svara that he has the access to the money for his shechar tircha? He's really an agent, right?
He has access to money. That's a hava, right? That's the problem.
He's not an offer. I could tell Ruvay, buy this thing for me when you get there. And also, listen, here's $500, but.
But you have a right to use it right now. So that means I'm giving
you. You can't use
it. Oh, you can't use it
because right. So then it's a straight deal.
I have no problem. Can't use one, but no one does that, right? When you tell it, when you send money with a shlik, you're telling you can't use the money. You tell them just pick up for me that item, right?
But if he were to ask you, Lamarche, if he was to say to you, he's going to say with $1,000 in his pocket, and you give him another $500, is he allowed to go down to the zero?
No, Yizuka doesn't have to earmark those 500. And probably he can go down probably to zero and charge it to his credit card. You gave him $500 to buy that item. He's going to buy it for you.
But the fair issue is that he has $500 of yours with a full of guys.
And he could spend, so that means he's a loiver.
Right? So if he says to you, do you mind if I use the money?
Right, that means he's a loiver.
He doesn't pass,
he's a loiver. Yeah, but A and B equals C. If I have a right to use money, that means I'm a loiver. So if I use,
if I don't use it, then
maybe it never turned into a loiver. You have to know how to be magderit. But if you were magderit that you were giving it to him, means the second you gave it to him, who right now has a chreis on that money? If he took it as a hava, he right now has a chreis on the money.
He doesn't take it as a hava.
Oh, so if he does make avos, then you don't have the problem. But at the point that he spends it, then it will be avos. If you don't have avos, I don't have no problem. The Maccabi's case we're talking about, where you gave it to him lesman ployni, so he has the ability to have a avos, he has use of the money till then. So therefore, you have to compensate him for the way back. And the compensation, if the two taimim of the Gemara work, that's his compensation. If the two taimim don't work, like by minis chare bizman, noy of the Maccabi, or bizmanenu, let's say a one time deal, whatever it is, and the chanami is going to be awesome unless you compensate him.
Exactly.
Yeah, we had the inverted case last week that you have to taka give him skar ticha. That's why I preface that over there we're talking about skar ticha for the halacha, and he's going to have to give him skar ticha for the avon.
The skar ticha for the halacha was that there was something that he didn't link up with the
tithe. You're saying like the
tithe. No, we said over there to be potter from meches. That was his compensation. So if you create a new type of compensation, fine. The Gemara created these two, reputation and a cheaper deal. All right, let's continue.
When the lawyer goes and gets a refund from the seichel wants to come back to him, he's actually spending only $495 of $500. So that $5 is not zeila, or the seichel has to give it to him after a rebate. How does that work?
So what do you mean? What are you talking about? The time the Gemara of Moisli got by him? So he got paid, he profited that $5.
Right, but not his. The guy gave $500, as much as $500
goodbye. No. It could be, I hear your problem. So it could be he paid him and then he gave him a tip back. You have to know how it's structured. You're right, if it would be pure shlikas and you bought it for Yenna, then why are you entitled to the discount unless I allow you the entitlement to the discount? You're right, I should have said that. Okay.
Credit card that I asked you last week. So the guy gives me $500. He wants to buy a computer.
Right.
So he gives me $2,000, and I get a computer. But I use a credit card, and I have myself 2 months.
Right. So you have the hava on the money.
Yeah, but I'm giving.
But then you're buying the computer by Shahu, whatever it's worth. So you're not giving him a better deal on that, are you?
But I did the
tircha.
I did order for him.
You did the tircha of the ordering. Yeah. Would you have done that tircha without the halva?
The credit card paid back already when I gave him the computer.
You even paid back the second you purchased the computer. You paid him back. But he wants to know, why did you go through the tikkun of purchasing a computer for him only because he got the halva? Right, correct. Or even if he charged the credit card right away, until the credit card comes to him, he has this one. Oh, right. Oh, you mean you're right, because he paid back. All right, he has it shy. All right, fine. Zakti Ramav, Yesh Matirin Beperis, now a new heta. Yesh Matirin, others say that it's Mutta, and it's Muskum Lakol, the Shach says. It's just two pshatim in the Gemara. Yesh Matirin Beperis, Afilu Achrais Adar Kalataga Mevim. Till now we said that the Achrais has to be on the Lekeach, and that indicates that the seal was done in the Kfar for the Lekeach, for the Malva, and that's when the Hava was paid up. It's a done deal. And the fact he just brought it back here just Tamzait because Tircha. Some permit, even if the Achrai Sadech is on the Taga Mevim, that should smell, because that should indicate that the seal wasn't done for the Malva until he brings it back, and then it's a payment of Sheish Soyin instead of Dalat Soyin, so it should be a problem. So, Ktarama, Uvavad, provided she eat him like Schar Tirchai Va'amolai. Provided he gives him Schar Tirchai Va'amolai for the Tirchai. It means, really, yes, really, you're still buying it there for me. And Viharaya, that you really bought it there for me, is because why in the world am I paying you Schar Tircha V'Amolah for schlepping it here? If you didn't pay me back till you come here, and you're giving it me now as payment, then I wouldn't have to pay for Schar Tircha V'Amolah. It's your item. Teretz is the same structure. When you go there to the Kfar, you buy it for me, and the Maisa Kinin is for me. And it's really my item right away. And besides, I should really have taken on a Kreis. Be'etzem, right? And why you're schlepping it from there to me here is because I'm going to pay you Schar Tircha. Why are you being mekabel achrayis? So just like every shoyme chinam to be masna liyos keshoyal, every shoyme could take on an abundance of achrayis, could take on more achrayis, if for every reason why he wants to do it. In this case, because of the two timim of the Gemara of Meisli Gabayo or Megalin Leitara, those two timim are the reason why you're taking on achrayis. That means I'm paying you as insurance. The tircha, till now the Machabes case was these two times are payment compensation for the tircha. The Ramah has a different case. The compensation for the tircha, I'll pay you Kesef Malay, I give you Skar Tircha, I give you Skar Tircha Ve'amalay. Everything, you're paid off, you're compensated for your Tircha. The two timing of the Gemara is compensation for you to be Mekabel HaKrayis. I could buy insurance policy, you buy an item, you pay a little extra, you get insurance on the goods. Here too, the goods are really mine already, but I'm giving the Shliach I'm giving the Shliach these two compensations of the Gemara, and that's going to convince him to be willing to take on a degree of Achrayis, or even Achrayis of Ointzin, but full Achrayis.
So they're only Rebachitin according to the Mechaber in his mind.
Yeah, Avada, this is also, like the Mechaber is only going to be Bechitin, because the two times I'm only pass over there. Now, no, here it has to be real. Here the Achronim say it has to be real, even though before all the time the Skar Tircha is a token. Here it has to be real because they say that the Skar, really we have a cloud, we see it so many times, it must be like 10 times in Ezer Nezer like this, that Kabbalah Zachrayis is the deciding factor who really owns it, right? So here the Chayda should be terrible because if the broker maintains Achrayis, that should indicate that the broker still owns the goods or owns the goods, he bought it really for himself, and he's only making payment when he comes back here. So to counter that indication, we need a strong indication, Fakir. So we need that you Madala, a token of appreciation is not enough. And you even Madag that in Ramah, because why do Ramah mean Skartirka Ve'amalek? He looked like we're trying to cover Saif. Whatever this double lotion is, and God then tasted it with the double lotion, you're paying for the Skar of the animal as well, for the traveling expense, whatever it is. But whatever it is, it's a double lotion. Being Skartirka Ve'amalek, if I say it's just a dollar, is not enough. You have to give him full payment. Then that's enough, because now the Zaydika compensations will take care of the Achrayis that you took. So it's interesting. These Zaydika compensations could take care of one of the two. Could either take care of the tircha, like the mechaber, or if you're willing to pay tircha zaitik, then it will take care of the achrayis. Can't take care of both, but it can take care of one or the other. Now, we had a case of the mechaber. The mechaber's case was it's also by an adam koshev to do. If you look in the shak, now we explain, why is also adam koshev? Adam koshev is also because he shouldn't rely on the zaitika compensations. These Zaydika compensations are not so real, and they look bad. Zakta Shach and Sivkan Lamebeis. However, because Mekabel Olav Achrayis, if he maintains their Achrayis, V'noisim Gamkein Tzchar Tirchoy, then I feel the Olam Koshev Ishori. If he's willing to keep the Mekabel set up that he maintains their Achrayis, and we just can't rely on Zaydika Tirchoy, but if he gives Tzchar Tirchoy, then it's fine. Then that's fine, just like in Siftezov. If you give Tzchar Tirchoy, that's fine. But you see, it's interesting, but you see, in his case, where he was already paying Schar Tircha, that already the Ramah was willing to be makel, that the broker could be Mekabel Achrayis. That's not enough for Adam Koshev. Adam Koshev can't rely on the timer of the Gemara. So, Vivite, he can't rely on these compensations. For him to be Mutti, he needs to have a Kabbalah Achrayis, plus the compensate real compensation, Schar Tircha, for the Hava. But a regular person, either one could do. He could rely on the compensation of the Gemara, so he could do that either to take on the Achrayis or for compensation for the Tircha. Either one is fine.
The Achrayis was on the Lokeach, it was Osur, even though he paid him Schar Tircha. The Achrayis had to be on the Moicher.
Correct.
So why is it different over here? How is Schar Tircha taken?
You're talking about the Ramon or Mechaber? Mechaber is not a problem. Mechaber's case was that the time of the Gemara compensate you for the Skar Tircha.
I'm going back to Tezvav.
Correct. In Tezvav, it says, if the Achrayis is on the middle guy, yes, it's Osa. If the Achrayis is on the Malva, it's Mota. And even when the Achrayis is on the Malva, he still has to pay Skar Tircha. So just like Siftei Zayin, that the Achrayis is on the Malva, in this case he happens to be called the Lokeach, now I'm good, but the Achrayis is on the Malva, and I, what to do with Skar Tircha, we have the compensation of the Gemara of Moizli Gabayu and Megamon Leitara, which didn't pass in Siftei Zav. He didn't have those words in Siftei Zav. Right? In Siftei Zav, he wasn't showing the wad of cash. He wasn't showing around money. Mashen Kane showing off the money. Mashen Kane and Siftei Zvav over there didn't have that, because Siftei Zvav was talking about he's selling goods. Selling goods, he doesn't have any Zaytika compensation. So there he has to be compensated for his Tircha. Siftei Zayin has a new look, Sifta Zayin has it from a Zaytika compensation. Sifta Zayin is really Dima to the end of Sifta Zvav, where there's a Zaytika compensation by an Adam Kosher, where he gets off of taxes. So that Zaytika compensation is enough. They talk, I don't have to pay Skartiach and Sifta Zvav either.
But the Ramah.
In the Ramah's case, that's why in the Ramah's case is you did pay for the compensation, and once you pay for the compensation, then the achrayis could already be on the middle guy. So you want to know abezoy in sif tezvav when the nakamon sif tezvav when you properly compensate him for the skaratiko, then let the middle guy already have the achrayis.
That's what I'm going to ask.
Makar Ramah, you're talking Makar. See me on the Ramah. One second. Right, so if you look at the Taz, he asked the Kasha, the second here for the Taz in Sifkon Kof Ches, the Ein Lachshus Bekan Amashakos of Besif Tezvot, that Fulu Im Noisin Leiskar Tirko, Ein Heta Elam Achrayis Alamoika, right? So he says, without going barikas, but over there basically he says it doesn't have the timing of the Gemara of Megalan Taira and Moshe Gabayu. Even our Ramah, who says when you pay Skar Tircha, it's Mutta for the Shliach to be Mekabel HaKrayis, is only because since he's getting Zaytika compensations of Moshe Gabayu and Megalan Taira, those Zaytika compensations is why he's taking on an insurance policy. Mashen Kein in Tif Tezvav, where he has no Zaytika compensation, so why in the world is he taking on an insurance policy? Why is he in the world being Mekabel HaKrayis? The only reason why he's Mekabel HaKrayis is because of this halva, so that's going to be a payment of ribbit. So, yeah, even the Ramah here needs the time of the Gemara. But what he did was, since you're paying him Zechar Tircha for real, he was able to use those compensations of Gemara and apply it to the insurance.
That's what would you say if he paid him top dollar, then maybe you would be
okay. If he paid him extra. This is what I L'choy should come out. If you see this Ramah, that you're allowed to have both as long as you're compensated, then if I'm paying you Zechar Tircha, and then on top of that, I'll be moisif another payment for insurance, L'choy, that should be Mata. That's what it should come out. All right.
But in our case over here, when we said when you were Mekabel HaKrayis, for an Adam Choshev, the Skar Tircha doesn't mean a full payment. Skar Tircha.
So where are you? Tezov, Tezayin, where are you now?
Tezayin,
but in Adam Choshev, it's also because an Adam Choshev can't rely on the compensation of the Gemara.
No, I said if it's Mekabel HaKrayis.
Oh, Adam Choshev, Mekabel HaKrayis. And he pays that we don't know in the Shach. But any pays Skar Tircha, that is Mutta. Do you want to know a token? Could be. Grab that the Shach L'Shitasi holds in Sifkot and Lamed that even in Sif Tezvav you had to give full payment. Well, I kept on thinking all you need is a token because we pass them like the Taz. Right, so from the Shach it can't be Medak. What would the Taz hold by an Adon Kosher? L'Choyra, Adon Kosher could also get away with some Stama token Skar Tircha.
Okay, let me ask you another question. I think he was asking like the Taz that we said this order last week, that the reason he's doing Tircha, he's doing it for himself. That's what he holds.
By which case? By the Meches?
Let's go back to Tezvah.
Oh, you're talking about the Taz is Svara, the Taz is new type of a Svara. How do you have that over here? Here it's Faket. Here, the whole Svara that Taz was, is the guy needs to get a loan. And he needs to raise capital to get the loan, because the item that you have to sell is not worth enough for his loan here. So he's willing to be matriac and take it to a different place to be able to generate more capital to have a larger halva. And he's doing that solely for himself. Either there's either a benefit for the malva, that the Taz holds is fine. At the end, he steps back and he says, at least if you give him a token and scar, that's enough. Here, it's the inverted case. I'm giving you money right away. So now there's no excuse why you're being matriarch when you buy the item and bring it back here.
It's exactly that.
Why?
The reason you're being matriarch to bring the item is because you're going to get money right now. You need the money.
So that is ribbit. No. You never allow to give any payment, any toiva to the malva because you're getting alva. That is ribbit. What the Taz was saying over there was not saying that the Zaytika toiva you're doing is because you want to get the alva from the malva. What the Taz was saying is that the extra the malva was already holding by lending you the money, even if you're not matriach in Sif Tezvav. Here's the item, sell it here for less, gizintai. That's not the nekuda. Whether he is or not, that's not the nekuda. The nekuda is that the loiva needs to generate more capital from this item for his own toiva, so he should be able to borrow more money. So the tircha to generate more capital was for himself. Over here, there is no tircha of generating capital. The havo is straight from the guy right now. And we want to know why in the world is he schlepping later on my item back for me. It's because I'm a nice guy. I'm his malva. That is ribis. Unless I compensate him. In Tezvav, it's not in the Kuda, the reason why he's willing to schlep now is because I'm a nice guy, I'm his malva for the way back that he's going to get a subsequent offer. It's the reason why he's willing to schlep now is, forget about me. He's really schlep because he wants to make more capital out of that item. He wants to generate a larger halva. Not because of me, because he knows he has the opportunity to make halva out of this item. And the more money he can get from that item, the more the halva is. So he's willing to wheel and deal to try to get as much as he can for himself. So the wheeling and dealing, the tikkun was for himself. Here the tikkun is clearly for the malva. The reason why he's doing the tikkun for the malva, because he knows if he does the tikkun, then the malva will give him the halva up front. Okay? So that is Ribbis Mucheret. If not for the fact, he gets these compensations.
Okay, so it doesn't mean that if the malva told, if the guy asked him, if the malva says, go buy me one saw of chitin, he knows that he can get in the other town. That would be
But then he's not going to get, he won't get the six, so let me get the one. He'll go to the other town, spend $0.50, have the other $0.50 they can keep for profit, but he only has to deliver me the one saw, because that's all I asked him to do. That's even better. Stop, there's no ribbis payment. He's giving back my one saw. The chiddush is that he's giving me back more. He's giving me back a sell and a half's worth of chitim. So all right, let's...
Not even enough.
In our case? No, because... And Tezvav? No, that's Taz wants to suggest as long as he's getting, as long as the Christ is on the first guy, on the Malva, the Taz was willing to suggest it's Mota in Gansin, not like the Makaba, even without Skartirka, and therefore he makes a pshara since the Makaba passes, he needs Skartirka, it's enough, a nominal Skartirka. That's his pshara over there, but over here, the Taz is hard, doesn't work. Alright, let's move on. I want to cup another Sif Yudzayin. Hamoylech peris mimakam hazoil lemakam hayoker. If someone's going from mimakam hazoil lemakam hayoker, I'm anyway traveling there to sell goods. I'm importing coffee from Brazil to here, and here it's worth more. So that's where I'm heading. Vamolech haverim, and his friend tells him, you know what? To namely, give the produce to me. Give these peris to me right now. What will I do with them? I'll take them, I'll sell them, I'll have capital, I'll have halva, whatever it is. But basically, lend me these items. And I'll pay you back. You were headed to New York. Your objective is to bring this coffee to New York. No problem. I already have coffee in New York in my warehouse. Not a problem. I'll give you the coffee that's in my warehouse with Mam Pliny at a later date. The halakha is
in New York.
In New York. He said, "Vani etein sham in New York, where you headed? That was the objective. You want coffee beans in New York. So, im yesh lo sham, if I have in New York the coffee beans, these peres, mutter. V'maav, it's also. If I have it, it's mutter. If I don't have it, it's also. What's pshat? Zok t'taz choftes. Yesh lo sham peres is mutter. D'mahashta kimna b'usher. Say, since he already has it at the time of the deal, it already is as if the mekach already took place. You gave me the coffee beans in Brazil, and instead you're getting from me the coffee beans in New York. V'afagav d'loy mashak, even though you didn't do a proper ma'isekinin on the coffee beans that are in New York. T'sa b'sa, avek ribisu. The halach is that whenever you lend a saw of peres to get back a saw of peres, that's only avek ribis. One second. U'b'yesh loy, and the halach is by saw b'sa, if the recipient, the loiva of the saw, has already a different saw that he can pay back the malva, loy garzi, they will never go, he's on ribis d'rabbanon. However, the Einloi, but if it was Einloi, also the Beskar Matanasa Nason Lebemakam Ayek, if he wouldn't have it over there, so he's borrowing a saw and he's paying back with a more expensive saw. He's borrowing beans, coffee beans in Brazil, which are worth $1,000, and he's paying back with coffee beans in New York, which are worth $2,000. So that would be also. But if he already has the coffee beans in New York, what he's really doing, or we look at it, we pretend, that he's making a discount Mechira. He's willing to take $1,000 a value of coffee beans in Brazil and sell $2,000 of coffee beans in New York. Same saw, but that's a mechiri. He's allowed. If I have coffee beans in New York, I could sell to you for one penny. I'm a shaker, but I could do that. That's not a problem. So I'm willing to sell you the coffee beans at a discount. It's not a problem. I have it, I could sell it. If I don't have it, I can't sell it. So clearly then it's a regular halva. Now, that's what the Taz says, and he's coming from Rashi. Let's just backstep. This is a klal gadol, saw b'saw, that whenever I lend you a saw, you could pay me back with a saw abi yitzyeshlei. Now, why is it only ribbis derabanan? Because only ribbis derabanan, I gave you a saw and you gave me back a saw. It's really makloikas rishonim why it's only ribbis derabanan. But let's go with the rishonim and we'll see the problem here.
Well, that there's, he was right away.
He can't. He didn't make a ma'isa kinyan. What was a ma'isa? One second, get to it. I told you, 1 second. So now, normally by saw b'saw, how does the lumdus work? The lumdus works is, let's go with these rishonim, that Shailin the Gemara had a taitra, but let's say the Gemara says meikara. Let me just tell you the pshat of the Yishenim is that we don't see ribbis, even if the saw ends up going up in value, we don't see any ribbis ktsutsa from it, because for the same token it could have gone down in value, for the same token it could have stayed flat, the same value. So I lent you a saw, I'm not to get back a saw. If it rather went up in value, that's only ribbis derabanan. And to make even such a deal, such a ktsitsa, is osmid derabanan for the potential that it might go up in price, so that also, that sad that it might go up in price, also makes it ribbis derabanan. Right? It might go up, so we're chashish that in the event that a taka goes up and you're gonna pay, that's gonna be ribbis, so you can't even make such a ksit. If it stayed flat, you're allowed to taka pay. But you shouldn't even go in such a deal. That's saw b'saw. Now, the heta, the argument heta, that if it's yeshlei, we look at it as if it's a chalipin, even though it's not. When you look at it, the deal was done, you bought this off for that saw, it's sitting over there, it'll be delivered at a later date, and that's fine. B'chai gavna chazal lo gozno. Comes along the Machan Ephraim, bishlemu all over, that's a perfect heta. Mashenkin over here, where we know right now that the coffee beans in New York are worth twice their worth in Brazil, how could you tell me that when I lend you the saw, it's only ribbis derabanan because you lending a saw and you're paying back with a saw, mechites is going to go up, mechites is going to go down. Well, right now we know it's worth double the amount. In New York, what's going on? This should be ribbis ketzusa. Now, to a different set of rishonim, let's say goyis hashri, the other rishonim are mavuah, that they learned the reason why saw b'saw is only midrabanan is for a different reason entirely. And like b'saw, the makar friends kasha heiv zechnishon. It's me to rishonim, but they say the reason why saw b'saw is only asa midrabanan is because when you lend value, anything more in value is ribbis. I lend you a dollar to get back a dollar ten, that's ribbis. When I lend you items, goods, amounts of payris, then the halva is in the amount, not in the shavyas. So if I lend you a saw of payris to get back a saw of payris, regardless of the price of the saw, that could only be ribbis derabanan, because midaraisa, you received the saw and you gave back a saw. So even though rather the saw went up in price, even though right now we already know that the saw in New York is double the price, that's going to be muta, because you borrowed volume, you borrowed a midah of a saw, and you're giving back a midah of a saw. So then, it's only going to be ribbis rabbanan. So like those rishonim, the Machan Ephraim, Kasha Heiv Zechnishon, clearly the Machan Ephraim learned, like the Roi rishonim, that learned that the reason why it's only the rabbanan, because mekatesi, it will go up. So he has a kasha over here. What do you mean here? We know it's worth double in New York. Comes on the Machan Ephraim and says the following teretz. He says, which is also Machan rishonim, but he says that I lend you something that it may be worth, even if already now it's worth more, but at the time of payment, right, the zman ploni, it might be worth less, the market might crash, and you might even lose keren. I lend you a saw of pears. Let's say the saw of pears is worth $100. So right now in New York it's worth $200. But there's a tzad, a realistic tzad, that it might only be worth $80 when you have to pay me in 3 months' time, because the market might crash. It's not shchiyak, but it's such a tzad. So vivayt, you might not only not get ribbis, but even lose out in the karen. Via the rishonim say, some rishonim say it's not ribbis to a raisa. So vayt will have the same hagdara of saw b'saw. Memele, once you have yeshloi, it's mutah. So to here, since it might go down, the Machan Ephraim says it's mutah. The problem is, what are you going to do with those rishonim who hold that even a tzad that you might lose out in karen is still ribbis ktsutsa midaraisa? Because ba'asher hu, at the time of the avah, you lent a dollar, I'm going to have to get back $2. Granted, might go up, go down in price, might go up in price. But the Maisa, Ba'ashehu, at the time of the Alva, I lent you one saw, which is worth $1 in Brazil, I'm going to have to get back, or saw in New York, which is worth $2. So that should be Ribbit's Ketutza. What are you going to do with those, Rishonim? So on that, Shmumu calls Machavin to Ni'iri, and Machan Ephraim says this as well, is that what's going over here is not saw the saw. What's going over here is a regular Chalipin. And even though we know that Chalipin you can't do with Paris, Paris l'avdi Chalipin, We passing like the Rambam that you could do chalipin of shava b'shava. That concept you can't do a ma'ase kinyan chalipin with payers means if you want to use that as a suda, just as a as the null as a ma'ase kinyan. But if you do a proper exchange, shava b'shava payers, the Rambam holds that you could do chalipin. And the Melo, this will be talking about a ma'ase chalipin. Now the problem, and the chalipin is a kinyan. When you take possession of the payers in Brazil, when you did Akbar, Meshich, Achot, Zayad, whatever you did on those payers in Brazil, Miyad, you already kind of the payers in New York. Now, Shmuel Chol is very happy with that, but the problem with that is that then I'm stuck. Then I can't use those payers in New York. I can't sell it to somebody else. I am stuck forever because those payers are no longer mine. Who could be Mekadosh the Yishin now? You could be Mekadosh, not me. It's already sold to you. Normally, Sabasol, you have the advantages of both worlds. You have the payers. You have the cake and eat it, literally. That means I have the cake, but I sold it to you so I could get around, so I got the hava, but I could still eat the cake, it's my cake, don't touch my saw. I'll give you a different saw, right? But what happens over here is not like that. If you're going to learn it's chalipin, I must give you back that those very same pears that are sitting in my warehouse. If you don't have know which one it is, then the ma'aseh chalipin doesn't work. You have to be miyachid. That's the hukas kinyanim. You have to miyachid the northwest corner of my warehouse of 47th Street. Those payers, those, you know, truma bedroima, those payers that are over there are nikna to you. And if you're going to, you know, those are those payers. That's it. If it blows up, you might have a problem because those are your payers. But that's it. Means there's a kinyan on those pairs. So you have to know who could be Makabal Achrayis on those pairs. If it's already yours, then you're going to have the Achrayis on it. If it's a regular Pasha Sabazah, then I maintain the Achrayis. It's just the deal. We look as if there was a Khalifa, but it really wasn't. And I just committed to give you back a saw later on. If this saw blows up, I use it. I have to give you a different saw. I'll be stuck with the Achrayis. But Loif, if you learn a regular Khalifin, the Koina is now going to have the Achrayis. The Loif is going to have the. So the other guy is going to have the Achrayis. We have a problem. Very good, very good. 1 second. And to be ma'asif, is that if you learn it's a proper chalipin, so let's talk about a ton of chitim. So in order to get pulled this off, you're going to need another ton of chitim in New York to make a proper chalipin, unless you want to make a deal with less than a ton of chitim. It sounds like you want to do sabasah. You don't want to lose out anything. So you want volume for volume. So you're going to have to make sure that whatever you just gave out to the guy now, he has in New York for you. Otherwise, you can't do a ma'asif chalipin. However, there's a halacha by sabasah, that if you have yeshli ma'at, you're allowed to borrow a saw. You're allowed to borrow a million things, right? So if it would be a regular dinner saw, but saw, if he had some payers, it should be motza. So the Mechadra says yeshli sham payers, doesn't say hot payers or payers by shir. As long as he has payers by some makam, that's going to be enough for saw but saw. Now, truth be told, I should be moitzev. There's a beautiful tshuvas kiryat Melech Rav. I wasn't able to look it up. I saw it many years ago. I lent my sefer to a friend of mine, and I didn't have the ability to look it up. But the Kimudumani, the way I remember the tshuva, is the following. Beautiful tshuva. There's a halakha, and here's the nafkamina to his machlek. It's gorgeous tshuva. There's a halakha that by saw basaw, if you live yeshli mat, you could be malva, many saw. Rashi says, because instead of looking at the whole saw one shot, you look at each kernel separately. So as long as you have one kernel of chitim, one stalk of chitim, then a problem, because keganat, I gave you one stalk, now you still have that stalk. I gave you another stalk, another stalk, blah, blah, blah. So that one lousy kernel that you have, you can be goyim mahava of a million, of a whole ton of chitim. That's Rashi. The Rashman and the other shanim use a different lashon. And they use keneged, the chita that you have, you can give the first chita. Now you have the second chita. Connected to the second, you got to give a third, fourth. And with that, all the vasakas, you know, which is calculated immediately, in a nanosecond, you can get a million chita. No, now it's yours. I lent it to you. So now you have the bailas over it. So connected the second chita, you can get a third. What's the nafkimina? Zok, the kir melakurav, the nafkimina is this halacha. Because since it's halacha, let's mean medaik in the makab. Im yeshloi shom peris, it's mota. Vim lavosa. This guy who just borrowed coffee beans in Brazil is a major wheel and dealer in coffee beans. He has so many coffee beans in Portugal. He has coffee beans in, I don't know, Spain. He has coffee beans all over the world. except for New York. But this guy wants to be paid back in New York. That's not going to be mutter, because the yesh loy shom. In order to be sabah sahata, has to be shom b'makom hayeika, where you want to deliver b'makom hayeika, you have to have it there already. So then we see that the makom hayeika didn't play a role. We see already the chalipin, or would be a pretended chalipin. We pretend that the chalipin already took place, and you have the saw of chitim over there. If you don't have it over there, it's not enough. Remember, Dr. Kir Malakra, Bishleim Elite Rashi, that all you need is one kernel, and that kernel you can generate everything you want. But you have one coffee bean, one lousy coffee bean left in New York, that's fine. For that, you could just take a whole ton of a new shipment in Brazil, taking that one coffee bean in New York, you just, no problem. Again, and again. Majenke, if you learn like the Rashba, you'll be able to borrow only one coffee bean, because that coffee bean is connected to one in New York. Now, the second coffee bean, why are you borrowing it? Because you now borrowed the first, but that first one is in Brazil, it's not in New York. You promised to pay back in New York. You don't have a second coffee bean in New York. So you're going to be limited to only what you have in New York. So it will come out, light the Kirat Melech drives, beautiful Deek, and the Rashba, and the Bugyez, and other Rishonim, it will come out the same din of Shmuel Machal anyway. It will come out that in order to have a heta here of Yesh Leif Sabazar, is only if you have Yesh Leif Sham, all the payers, the entire saw that you want to borrow. Now, if you want to make a dik in the machabah is not mashm like that, then it could be medik in the machabah that he learned, like Rashi, that abi you have ma'at, it's multi, on that very same mat, you could be goyim again and again, nu'ava, from that mat. But if had you learned like the Rashba, this kid, my rab wants to say, so I remember, they want to say that it's going to be asa. You need to have the entire saw over there, just like the media strata of a real chalipin, they're going to have the entire saw over there.
What do I say, the boy is not
helpful when he brings his goods to New York? Who says he didn't bring these goods to New York? First of all, right now, he's taking a car. What he's going to do with the coffee beans in Brazil, he's going to sell it in Brazil, take the capital, have capital now, buy and wheel and deal with it. Who knows if he ever will bring those coffee beans to New York? That wasn't the cashman. And even if he ends up in New York, but in order to make our vote, you have to first bring it to New York, so ship one coffee bean to New York, and then borrow another coffee, then bring it again to New York. We're not doing that, right? It'll be there forever. So you can't do that. So in order to get this to work, you're going to have to either have the entire shipment or go like Rashi, then on that one ma'at pairs, you're able to be goyim everything. All right, good luck.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.